Who doesn't like talking about the weather? And for today's Geo Quiz, we're looking for some extreme weather. In fact, we're looking for the hottest place on Earth, or rather the place with the hottest temperature on record. To make it easier for you, there are two contenders in the ring for the world title. First off in the red corner is a smoking hot Al-Azizia in Libya. Al-Azizia is just south of the capital, Tripoli, and stakes its claim to the world's hottest day on a right royal roasting recorded in 1922. And in the blue corner is, I kid you not, Furnace Creek. That's in California's Death Valley, and Furnace Creek's shot at the title dates from a single scorcher in 1913. These two have been battling for the title for much of the past century, and in a minute we'll talk to the man who decided the winner for the World Meteorological Organization. You're listening to The World on PRI.
The World is brought to you by PRI, with help from Lumosity. Lumosity.com's daily workouts are designed to improve memory and attention and dedicated to helping people feel sharper, think faster, and remember more. It's all at Lumosity.com.
I'm Aaron Schachter, and this is The World. Time to settle the title for the hottest place on Earth for today's Geo Quiz. Just a reminder, there are two contenders. Al-Azizia in Libya claimed the thermometer hit a sweltering 136.4 degrees Fahrenheit back on September 13, 1922, and Furnace Creek in California's Death Valley set a record at a fiery 134 degrees on July 10, 1913. So, Libya's the clear winner, right, Randy?
No, the winner is Death Valley in the United States.
Randy Cervini is professor of geography at Arizona State University. He's also the official rapporteur for climate extremes for the World Meteorological Organization. So you, Randy, are actually the guy who decides where the hottest place on Earth is. And how is it that California beat out the Libyans?
Well, what we do is we get a panel of experts from around the world. And for our investigation with Libya, we actually had a member of the Libyan Meteorological Service. We analyze the records and make sure that the measurements were taken with the right equipment, with the right observations, and in the right procedures. And in the case of the Libyan temperature back in 1922, it simply didn't hold up to the standards that we would consider to be a valid temperature measurement. So we took the record away from Libya and gave it to Death Valley.
You know, in some ways, though, Randy, it doesn't seem fair because even in 1913, the United States and the equipment here was probably well ahead of what they had back in Libya.
Well, the problems in Libya weren't that they didn't have the right equipment at the base at one time. It was that just before that measurement was taken, they had broken the official thermometer and they had to use a replacement one, which was not very good. And the person that was having to make the measurements hadn't been trained in its use. And so, unfortunately, he misread the actual temperature and thought that it was 136 degrees when, in actuality, it was probably only like 131 degrees.
And so does 3 degrees really matter one way or the other?
Yes, actually, we have to take these records very seriously because when we're looking at things like climate change and we want to know whether our climate is warming and how much it might be warming, knowing how hot we can actually be becomes a critical part of our investigation.
And we thought this was just a joke.
Well, it also has settled quite a few bar fights from what I've been able to tell, that a lot of people that contact me are asking me questions because they had gotten into an argument at the local bar or pub and basically wanted to figure out what the answer was.
Randy Cervini is the rapporteur for climate extremes for the World Meteorological Organization. Thank you.
My pleasure.
And Randy, stay cool.
All right. Well, if you need anything else, don't hesitate to give me a call.